Preface. On February 5, 2001, I went to live on a small remote island on the Pacific coast of southern Chile, just west of the Andes Mountains and more than 100 miles by water from the nearest small town. It was a wild, stormy, uninhabited region of rain and windswept islands and fjords, with no boats or airplanes, and only the occasional faint sign of distant human activity. I took all the equipment and supplies I would need to build a camp and stay completely alone for a year. The experience was exciting, difficult, fascinating, often painful, and sometimes filled with wonder. Physical adventures and the challenges of survival counterpointed emotional exploration, philosophical reflection, and spiritual awakening. Most stories have a beginning, middle, and end, and they draw us into some other time and place. This story is different. It's all middle. No clear beginning, no definite end, and it slips out of time and into the eternal now. It's a journey into one of the most remote places on the planet and into some of the darkest recesses and brightest openings of the human spirit. Solitude has the power to catalyze shifts in consciousness, so rather than write about my year alone, I've let the voice of solitude speak directly through the words and silences of my edited wilderness journal. Paradoxically, the voice of solitude must, in some sense, remain silent. As soon as the solitary begins to speak, even if by writing to an imagined reader, he or she is no longer truly alone. In places, I've set reflective interludes between journal entries to add perspective. These were written afterward, and they step back from the immediate intensity of my experience in solitude to reflect on important ideas or aspects of the year. Please note that the written version of this book includes references to the source material I refer to. The heart of the story beats within the hours, days, and months of the journal. There, I've tried to scrupulously tell my truth as I lived it. Even the painful parts I might prefer to keep private. Although I haven't included photographs in the book, many beautiful images can be found on my website, www.bobcull.org. In many cultures, solitude is recognized as an opportunity to journey inward. In our culture, spending time alone is often considered unhealthy because we tend to believe that meaning in life is found only through relationship with other people. But to be fully human, we need relationship not only with other people, but with the non-human world, with our own inner depths, and with something greater. For me, that non-material presence is mysterious and sacred. It can be experienced, but not defined. And I've learned that in coming into deeper relationship with myself, I develop the capacity to connect more deeply with others. One of the challenges of solitude is that you have to face yourself. There are no easy escapes. During the year, I struggled with ongoing cycles of resistance and release. Each resolution gave rise to new tension as storm and calm followed each other in succession. The fundamental tensions were emotional and spiritual. And the moments of resolution did not arise from changing the world, but from coming to accept the world and myself as we are. My intention in writing this story is not just to describe my own year alone in the wilderness, but to evoke the experience for others and guide them into solitude with me. Nestled within this tale of physical and spiritual adventure, there is also an invitation to reflect on our common life, as we each struggle to live fully and face our daily challenges with compassion and equanimity. There are no sure answers in these pages, only the space to pause and listen to life calling to life, reminding us that we too belong here.